Yeah, a canyon is, as we refer to it in this area, is a place where there's pretty much a sheer drop off into it with rock cliffs on each side and maybe a stream running down through it.
Okay. Do you have any waterfalls in this area?
None that are really significant. There'd be. Okay. We have a couple up Middle Creek here that are known as First and Second Falls, but the highest one's only about, I don't think it's as high as the ceiling of this, maybe 6-8 feet.
Okay. What about white water? Is that something you have around here?
Not right here in Beulah. There's area. There's nothing. None of these streams have sufficient flow for white water.
Right.
They use the Arkansas for white water rafting.
Right. What kind of wildflowers do you have around here?
Oh, there's columbine, and there's Indian paintbrush, and
some that we don't know the name of.
Do you get a lot of it out here? I mean, I know there's parts of Colorado that have the most beautiful wildflowers.
Yeah, we have quite a lot of them here, too.
Yeah.
But I'd have to refer to the historical book to tell you what most of them are.
Yeah, look at that. All right, I want to ask you some things about society. What is the term for a woman who loses her husband?
A widow.
Is there one for the man who loses his wife?
Yeah, a widower.
Okay. What about a term for an illegitimate child? What's that mean?
Well, I don't know that I've
I guess that's what you talk about much.
Don't know that I've really heard of it.
Back in the olden days, they called them bastards.
Yeah.
And
I know that from reading.
Right. And now that's pretty much just a term for some jerk, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what I've been finding pretty much. Do you know what a chivalry is?
Yeah.
We had one, didn't we, dear?
You sure did.
What does that typically involve around here?
Well, at the time they chivalried us, and the way they tried to do it was catch us about the time we were going to bed. And they came up to the front porch, and there were two guys had a steel shaft about so long with a 48-inch circle saw on it, and each one of them had a ball-peen hammer. Well, they woke up the Beulah Valley. All of them that were asleep.
Oh, that's nice.
They put me in a wheelbarrow, and he had to push me down to the road and back.
No, you pushed me down the road.
Oh, yeah, and you
tried to push. And I had to push you back up.
Back.
Oh, well, that would be hard.
They made us, I don't know if they did you or not, push the peanut on the... Well, I'm supposed to with my nose on the floor.
When did they do this? When did this take place?
Oh, 62 years ago.
So the
1939. We were married in February 39, but he was still in high school, so we didn't. We kept it a secret back in those days when they didn't let you go to school if you were married, even a man.
Okay.
And so. This was in June, I think, May or June, probably June, 1939.
So when you told everybody that you were married, then they got a chivalry.
And then they all came hammering and